Shout it loud, hallelujah.
Okay, hallelujah.
If we believe that in this month you are going to march into your breakthrough, shout it loudest, hallelujah.
Okay, hallelujah.
As many people as are here this day,
they are
believing the Lord for an upward high voltage breakthrough. I want you to sing this song of praises from your heart. As you sing this song of praises, the Lord will release his hand upon your life.
Hallelujah.
there where you are, you need to form yourself in a circle of seven. You may need to move around to find your seven. Form yourself in a circle of seven. Something is about to happen now that will change many lives forever. Make sure you are seven in number. It is a sign of perfection. Let one person get inside that circle. That person at the center. You will be shouting a loud amen. The others will be praying and interceding for you. Those of you at the center, can I hear your amen? Everybody will pray for that person at the center. And the person will be shouting a loud amen. Say, every satanic chapter in your life. We close you now. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray for that person. Close the satanic chapter. The chapter must close. This morning. Name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
There is someone in that circle.
Enikan wa laarin yen.
The Lord said I should tell you.
Oluwa ni wi fun
that you are going to have accelerated promotion, accelerated progress. The kind of promotion that will shock your friends and surprise your enemies. Let the second person get inside the circle.
Enikeji opo saarin.
Pray for that person with fire like this. Say, Holy Ghost! Pursue us. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray for that person. Pursue
us.
Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord God Jesus,
there is somebody in that circle now. The Lord said, I should tell you that strong man that has been holding tight to your breakthrough is dead. Thank you,
Jesus.
Let a third person get inside the circle. Say, every power that wants you to be a slave, in the name of
Jesus,
pray for that person. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, for Jesus, lagbadura.
As somebody in that circle.
Ẹni kan be laarin obirin nibe yen.
The household wickedness and those enemies that do not want to let you go, and they are introducing hardship and toil into your destiny, they have released you by fire now. Thank you, Jesus.
O seu Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
O seu Jesus.
Let a fourth person get inside that circle.
Que ele quer o bosta a reobiri, hein?
Aha.
Bem.
Say arrows of the wicked.
Of America.
Targeted against her.
You want to do record?
Backfire.
Father, love you, don't you want?
In the name of Jesus.
You for Jesus.
Pray for that person. Let the arrows backfire.
Father, love you, don't you want?
Jesus is here.
Jesus, baby.
That's a massive response from heaven.
It doesn't last over that your number.
Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, for Jesus, God.
That is a person in that circle.
And you can walk in
the Lord said, I should tell you that the curses that have been pressing down your head is broken to pieces now. I congratulate you. Thank you,
Jesus.
Let the fifth person get inside that circle. Get inside that circle. Pray for that person like this. Anywhere. That your name is being circulated for evil.
He wants to move God. That every be
catch fire.
Fire.
In the name of Jesus. Pray for that person seriously.
But we are giving it for little.
But Pat has certain the care. Ribos upon the care. That's right. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, for Jesus,
somebody in that circle. The yoke of infirmity. The yoke of night disturbances is broken to pieces now. Thank you,
Jesus.
Let the sixth person get inside that circle. Say, by fire, by force. Possess your possession. In the name of
Jesus.
Pray for that person like that. By fire, by force. Possess your possession. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, for Jesus, that's a dura.
I have a word for somebody in that circle. The Lord said he's going to usher you into uncommon wealth. Glory be to the name of Jesus. Now let the seventh person get inside the circle and pray for that person like this.
As a bad dura for any nobody.
Powers that do not want you to lift your head. Die. In the name of Jesus. Pray for that person around.
Die.
Thank you, Jesus. Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, for Jesus,
somebody in that circle now. The powers toying with your destiny. They have been disgraced this morning. And your way shall open by fire. Thank you, Jesus. Just thank your friends in the circle. Thank your friends in the circle. Thank you, Jesus.
O seu Jesus.
I will now say something from this pulpit here.
Oh, I'll some cocoa lati ori pepe.
All I want you to say.
Oh, Timo Kobeka
with a voice that roars like thunder.
Pelu ohun tin dun bi ara.
you will say, back to the sender.
Back
to the sender.
Back.
You say it seven times. Then you now say, in the name of Jesus. Are you ready now? When I mention the particular item, your own is back to the center. Back to the center. Seven hot times. The louder, the faster your breakthrough. Then in the name of Jesus, arrows of failure at the edge of success. Say it again. Back to the sender. Aha. Arrows of untimely death. Yes. Arrows of shame and disgrace. Aha. Louder, louder, louder. Begin to thank the Lord now. Thank you from the bottom of your heart. What a mighty God we serve. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
You may have your seat. God bless you. Connecting to the dryer of tears.
Sisoko.
Connecting to the dryer of tears. That's our topic. That's what we want to pray about today. And I want you to listen very carefully. Sisters, what did I say? And brothers? Good. Connecting to the dryer of tears. The Bible has a lot to say about tears. Infants weep. Strong men weep. Even the tears of Jesus are mentioned. At least three times in scripture, Jesus wept. He wept over Jerusalem, where he saw the tragedy that's about to befall that city. He wept at the tomb of Lazarus. When he saw resurrection standing before men, and men did not know that the resurrection was standing before them. Then in the Garden of Gethsemane. So tears.
The
Bible says a lot about them. When words fail us, tears flow. Tears have a mysterious language of their own. And anywhere in the world, the language of tears is the same. Tears have a tongue that needs no interpretation. When the soul is overwhelmed with feelings that cannot be described, what comes is the tears. Let's look at the first time tears were mentioned in the Bible. In 2 Kings chapter 20, I read from verse 1. If you are there, say yes. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, came to him and said unto him, thus said the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth, and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. And it came to pass, before Isaiah was gone out into the middle court, that the word of the Lord came to him again, saying, turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus said the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. On the third day, thou shalt go up into the house of the Lord. Hezekiah had been sick, and pronouncement of death had been made against him by the greatest prophet in the land. He turned to the wall and wept bitterly. He was not ready to die at that time. In answer to those tears, the person who is known as the dryer of tears calmed the spirit of death and added years to his life. I am praying for somebody here today that same God shall dry all your tears in the name of Jesus. Your amen is not loud enough. The last mention of tears in the Bible was in Revelation chapter 21, verse 4. Revelation 21, verse 4. Look at what it says. Revelation 21, 4. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes.
Olorun yo si nu obije gbogbo nu kuro de oju
won. And there shall be no more death.
Ki yo si si ku mo.
Neither sorrow.
Tabi opo.
Nor crying.
Tabi efun.
Neither shall there be any more pain.
Beni ki yo si irora mo.
For the former things have passed away.
Nitori pe ohun atijo ti koja lo.
So the last mention of tears in the Bible. It's a great joy to read. It shows that God is a great tear dryer. He who dried the tears of Hezekiah in those days will at the end of time wipe away all tears. There is no one living, beloved, who does not at one time or the other need the drying of tears. I'm praying for somebody here that the enemies that have made you to shed tears shall receive open disgrace in the name of Jesus. So there is hardly anyone listening to me here this morning who at one time or the other has not shed tears. The big truth is this, that a great majority have shed many, many, many tears. I pray once again that every enemy that has moved you to tears shall be violently disgraced. In the name of Jesus, let your amen roar like thunder. However, the Bible identifies 6 different kinds of tears. It talks about tears of joy. Genesis 33:4. Tears of joy. That will be your lot in the name of Jesus. It talks about tears of sorrow or suffering. Which you read in 2 Kings 25. The Bible talks about tears of desperation, which you read in Esther 4. The Bible talks about tears of travail, which we read in Isaiah 42:14. The Bible talks about tears of repentance, which we read in Joel 2.
The
Bible talks about tears of compassion, which we read in John 11. Right tears, there are wrong tears. But when men experience pain, sorrow, rejection, despair, disappointment, the next thing is to cry. Tears have more to do with the soul than the body. And more tears are shed from the pain of what cuts the heart than what cuts the body. The hottest tear of a mother is not when she gives birth to a son. But when her heart is broken by the waywardness of that son. The hottest tear of a wife is not when the husband is sick. But it's when the husband abandons her for another woman. When all friends are gone and you are all alone, the tears become hotter. I want you to understand this very well. But then there is an aspect which is what is driving us to our prayers at this morning. In Psalm 56 verse
8.
Psalm 56 verse 8. Please open your Bible to that place. Psalm 56 verse 8. Thou tellest my wanderings. Put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? Put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? Keep that at the back of your spirit. Then in Psalm 30 verse 5. Psalm 35 verse 5. For his anger endureth but a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. The big truth is this. The Almighty takes special note of those tears of yours. God puts them in his bottle and enters them into his record. There is a record he keeps about our lives. All those tears are recorded there. The psalmist said, the Lord has heard the voice of my weeping. A tear drop on earth has the power to summon God from the heaven of heavens. If you are shedding the tear in the right aspect, each tear drop represents an unspeakable emotions that generated that tear. Each teardrop is a coded message of the crisis that compelled it. So each time the Almighty picks up the bottle, he reads that pain in them. God hears those aspirations that the crying person was unable to put into words. So every human being speaks the language of tears. God not only has a bottle for tears, he has a record book of those who wept, what tears they shed, when they shed it, why they shed it, for what it was shed, and to which end it was supposed to target. That's why in Malachi chapter 3, verse 16. Then they that fear the Lord speak one to another. And the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that fear the Lord. And that thought upon his name. So, tears mean so much to God. It takes the pain to document it, to catalog it, and to preserve them. With God, as far as we are in the place of prayer, there are no wasted tears. He never forgets those crises in our lives where tears were shed. There comes a day when he shall read the book and reply to the tears. But then there's another form of tears. They're called inner silent tears. You can't talk to anybody about it. You can't be crying for the old world to see. Right inside our heart, there's crying going on. God sees and even hears those inner silent cries. Not only does God read and record them, he now says something. Say, in the day that I cry, then shall my enemies thunder. This I know, for God is with me. When God takes that bottle up, and you are crying to the Lord, that cry, the tears have a force, a power that will make the enemies to turn back.
Hannah
wept before the Lord. It was promoted from mockery to miracle. The children of Israel cried in the land of bondage. And the Lord heard their cries and took them out of the land of bondage. There is a kind of prayer called liquid prayers. A prayer that somebody is praying with tears. Not tears because you are feeling sorry for yourself, but tears because the groanings of your heart brought it out. The Bible says we know not how or what we should pray as we ought to. But the Spirit itself beareth witness with groanings that cannot be uttered. I prophesy upon all that are gathered here at this farm of St. John's, and all those who are hearing me anywhere in the world, God shall wipe away your visible and invisible tears. In the name of Jesus. Maybe you didn't hear what I said very well. I said, God shall wipe away your visible and invisible tears. In the name of Jesus. A sevenfold amen. And every power that hates to see you laugh and loves to see you weep shall die violently. In the name of Jesus. And that problem that made you cry shall become your promotion. 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 In the name of Jesus. The Almighty God shall arise and convert your tears to testimonies. In the name of Jesus. And all those mouths that have mocked you in the past, they shall witness your celebration. In the name of Jesus, the dryer of tears shall arise and dry your tears. The dryer of tears shall arise and dry your tears. The wiper of tears shall arise and wipe away your tears. In the name of Jesus. Let your amen roar like thunder. Without controversy, Life is full of ups and downs. Christians as pilgrims in this world, we also have our share of the ups and downs. There are always moments of loneliness, weariness, and fear. There are always moments of despair, regret, disappointment. There are always moments of doubts and sorrow. If you want to connect to the dryer of tears, and you want him to work for you, then note this point. Note the sermon is connecting the dryer of tears. Point number one that you should note. If you depend on men and circumstances, your life will be full of discouragement, disappointment, and despair. The Bible says, woe is he that putteth his trust in man. Sometimes the most sincere of all men can fail us. Due to the limitation of the human nature, only God cannot fail you. Only God cannot fail you. That's why I like singing that old fashioned song. They taught us when we got born again. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Men of the world may let you down, but Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Men of the world may let you down, but Jesus never. Your husband may let you down. Your friends may let you, even your pastor may let you down, but Jesus never, he can never fail. Jesus never fail. Jesus never fail. Men of the world may let you down, but Jesus never. Your wife may let you down. Your government may let you down. What again? He can never fail. Jesus never fail. Jesus never fail. Man of the world may let you down, but Jesus never fail. If you depend on man rather than God, you will be a discouraged person. Understand this very well. Two. Circumstances, they're like mattresses. When you're on top, all is well and comfortable. But when you are beneath the mattress, it is uncomfortable. The fact that you have a problem is a sign that you are alive. The fact that the enemy is even threatening you is a fact that you have a life that is threatening somebody. A dead person is gone. There is always one dark hour or more in a person's life. There will always be a time when a man will arrive at the Red Sea. But then you need the help of God. Three. The secret of victory, when the going is rough, is faith. Faith. Faith does not look at the circumstances or symptoms. Faith is a bridge to make you cross troubled water. Faith is the thing that can move the mountain. God does not change. God is not growing. God is not developing. God is not getting more experience. He is the Ancient of Days. God is dependent on nothing. All things are dependent on Him. But He says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. So if you want to connect to the dryer of tears, first you need to become a friend of God. And then you need to know these 3 points that I've given to you today. Don't depend on men. Don't allow circumstances to bury you. Have a violent faith in God. Then you'll be able to pray the kind of prayer that will make you connect to the dryer of tears. The purpose of this message this morning,
that
there are so many people who are being shaken to pieces by the enemy. There are so many people that are even thinking of going back from following the Lord. There are so many people who have cried and cried, almost cried their eyes out. There are so many people that the enemy has been disgracing all over the place. Every tear that you have shed shall become testimonies for you in the name of Jesus. Rise up on your feet now. There are powers that hate to see you laugh. There are powers that are happy when you are sad. There are powers that get very agitated when things are going well for you. There are powers that their greatest desire is to terminate your destiny. This strategy is very simple. Stop them before they stop you. These prayers I want you to pray, these 9 prayers, should be prayed with merciless anger. Merciless anger. There is an anointing that can cover a man's life, and good things will be running away, and bad things will be magnetized. Can I hear you shouting this loud and clear? Dark anointing. Covering my life. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to kick that dark anointing. Yes. Something is happening already. Masanda kapola bakaya boshentera bosanta. Riba sopanda kaya boshentera bosanta. Jesus' name we pray. An evil agent has been delegated against the life of someone here. They appear in your dream. to trouble your destiny. There are three persons sponsoring them. But something has happened now. All those three persons have been disgraced. Yes. Someone is here. You are the only child left from your parents. The spirit of death and hell that killed your parents and your brethren, they are now running after you. But right there where you are, that grip of the spirit of death has been shaken off. Can you shout this louder than anyone around you? Holy Ghost around! Your voice is not loud enough! Wipe away my tears! In the name of Jesus! Open your mouth and declare! Wipe away my tears. Thank you, Jesus. Ripiali katendaka. Barika sependaka yaboshenteraba. Jesus' name we pray. Well, I'm getting close. Say, thou wicked power assigned against my life, I drain your power with the blood of Jesus. Thou wicked power, assign against me, I drain your power with the blood of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to declare that. Drain the power. In Jesus' name we pray. Now we want to do a very serious operation here. There is something called the clock of Satan. It regulates people's life. It regulates the calendar of somebody's destiny. Can you shout it with boiling anger? Clocks of Satan! Assigned against my destiny! Catch fire in the name of Jesus. The clock must catch fire. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus' name we pray. That's wonderful. Wonderful. That person here, have this peppery feeling all over your body. Check your body now. The arrows have gone back to the senders. The power of God is about to fall on seven persons. These seven persons, they have done some surgery before, but the surgery was not properly done. But the great physician is by your side now, and he will touch you and collect every defect. That's the power of God coming upon you. That's number one. That's number two. Number three, number four, number five, six, and number seven. That's right. There's a correction going on. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. This is prayer number five. Strong man! Can you shout his love? Appointed against my star! Let your voice roar like thunder as you shout it! In the name of Jesus. That's right. This is not a day to negotiate. You can't negotiate at all. Jesus. Strong man, appointed against my star. Your time is up. Yeah. In Jesus' name we pray. It's good. All those who are here today, and you are dependent on drugs to survive, right there where you are, the healing power of God is flowing from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Let your amen be dynamic as I pray now. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. It is written that all the enemies that come against us shall flee from before our face. If they come against us in one way, they shall flee in seven ways. Father, I'm praying for anyone here today that is under hot pursuit by the enemies. You, that person, hear the word of the Lord. Pursue your pursuers now. Pursue your pursuers. 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 In the name of Jesus. Stretch your right hand towards this altar. Father,
Baba,
these hands that are stretched forward here, let them become the hands of fire and power. Let these hands become the hands of signs and wonders. Let the anointing of God flow into these hands. In the name of Jesus. Now, if you have any infirmity in your body, lay that right hand upon it and begin to massage the place. Don't care whether it's paining you. Just continue doing it. Continue. The anointing that has entered into your hand, as you are massaging the place, will begin to melt away the infirmity. Do it aggressively. Thank you, Jesus. Aha. That's right. The evil growth is melted away. The itching in the body is melted away. The lumps in the breast is melted away. The swelling under the armpits, the hernia, is melted away. The fibroid is melted away. Continue, continue. That's the power of God coming upon you. Every witchcraft sponsored infirmity, go back. Transcenders, go back. Transcenders, go back. Transcenders, go back. Transcenders. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Now, put your hand in your umbilical cord area by your belly button. Anything can happen this time, but don't be afraid. Let your finger enter into that belly button and you will shout this louder than anyone around you. Say, umbilical cord covenant. Break! In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray. Mapota sepela kaya bo shendera ba. Daribo soponde kaya bo ko shendera ba kasanta. Banakanta darabo sopola kaya bo ko shendera ba. Break! 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 Jesus.
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 Jesus. Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
The umbilical cord covenant. Continue, continue, continue. In Jesus' name we pray. Retain your finger in that place. Father, I pray right now, anyone who is laboring under parental curses, anyone who is laboring under inherited generational problems, receive your deliverance now. In the name of Jesus, receive your deliverance. Receive your deliverance. Receive your deliverance. Receive your deliverance. In the name of Jesus. A sabu father man. Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Silence, beloved. A lot of transactions have taken place here today. Please, wherever you go, this month, this month, refuse to be provoked to anger, so that you not lose the massive breakthroughs of received today. There are some people in this meeting today, by the time they come here again, their stories will have changed massively. Thank you, Jesus. Close your eyes for a moment, beloved. Try to this altar your prayer request now.
No.
Father, we thank you for these prayer letters. Answer them by fire in the name of Jesus. Let every point written in this paper or in the laboratory of our hearts receive immediate answers in the name of Jesus. Let every point written on the paper or on the tablet of our hearts become testimonies in the name of Jesus. The Lord will bless you from Zion and make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. He will answer all your requests. Some trust in horses, some trust in chariots, but the Lord your God shall make you to overtake them. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. These four prayers before we go. You must hear the word of the Lord. Favor my life. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and decree it. That's the first prayer. Favor my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, in this month, no power shall use my life as a sacrifice. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray like that. In Jesus' name we pray. Powers assigned to terminate my life. Destroy yourself in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. Let them destroy themselves. In Jesus' name we pray. Finally, you will decree this with boiling anger. Every power that wants me to cry, you are a liar. In the name of Jesus, declare it violently. Mapata satialika. Jesus' name we pray. The Lord will bless you from Zion. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. It is written that you to the hills will raise up your head. From that comes your help. Help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Not suffer of you to be moved. For if that keepeth you not slumber, that keepeth you then shall enter slumber not sleep. The Lord shall keep you going and your coming out. The Lord shall keep you in all your ways. No evil shall befall you. Neither shall any plague come near your camp. It is well with you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. A louder amen. Thank you, Jesus. Let us share the grace of fellowship.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. 21 glorious hallelujah.